Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. One more time, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. This week I had the opportunity to write a UTV policy that's a side-by-side or a mule policy for those of you that are unfamiliar with that. Very interesting vehicles, to say the least. This client is going to be using it up at his cabin in the UP, doing some trail riding. Apparently, he's got a little dump bed in the back that he uses to gather firewood and whatnot, take the grandkids around, just to have a good time. And I thought it would be a great idea for this week's podcast to share with you some ATV and UTV safety tips. Now, it's not only motorcycle season, but again, it's also ATV, UTV season as well. In recent years, UTVs, or they're also called side-by-sides, have become a popular option for people to ride the trails and dunes with their friends and kids. As fun as they are still responsible for many injuries and deaths each year. Now, these statistics are combined ATVs and UTVs. They aren't separated out. The consumer's Product Safety Commission has found that ATV/UTV injuries result in roughly 100,000 emergency room visits per year, with 84% of those being treated and released. Only about 15% require hospitalization. Most often, you're looking at shoulder and neck injuries, forearm injuries, leg fractures, that type of stuff, from concussions, other things of that nature. Really, I don't want to say minor things, but stuff that can easily be treated and released. They also estimate, however, that there are approximately over 736 deaths each year attributed to accidents involving ATVs and UTVs, usually from rollovers. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, I did find a website, motosport.com. They have tips if you're planning on riding either an ATV or UTV this year. So let's go ahead and go through a few of them. Again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. You'll see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. Click on through to that. It'll bring you to the blog page. And if you're listening later on to this podcast, easy enough, in the upper right of that blog, you'll see search archives. Type in ATV and UTV safety, and it'll bring you to the blog post for this particular podcast with links to the article from motosport.com. First tip they have for you is wear your gear. Always wear safety gear, including a helmet, goggles, boots, and gloves. Most UTVs offer safety harnesses. Use them. Usually they have a 5-point harness like you would see in a race car. So definitely use that to your advantage. Don't just cruise around without the harness on. Thing rolls over. At least if you've got the harness on, it rolls over. It'll keep you inside the UTV and not fling you out one of the side windows or out the top as you roll over. The second tip they have here is a pre-ride checkup. And this is basic for riding a motorcycle, using a boat, your motorhome. Anytime you're going to take a recreational vehicle out, definitely do a pre-ride checkup. Do an inspection on your ATV or UTV before heading out on the trails or dunes. Check the tires and rims for damage. Make sure that all the controls are responsive. Check the chain and sprockets for breaks or signs of wear. And that way, if you're riding in the trails, you're out in the backwoods somewhere, you don't have a chain just suddenly snap or a teeth break off of a sprocket. If you notice that stuff right away, right when you're about getting ready to ride, that's stuff that you could take care of hopefully right then and there. Whether you put on a spare chain or do whatever you need to do, at least you know the damage is there before you get stuck out in the middle of nowhere, where you have to walk back and try to figure out how you're going to get that UTV or ATV back to your truck or trailer or however you transported it. So definitely do a pre-ride checkup. Third tip they have here is don't ride fatigued. They say it's fun to hit the trails and it can be great exercise since it demands both physical and mental control, especially if you're on an ATV. You don't got a steering wheel, you got handlebars. So you're going to be turning those handlebars left and right. You're going to be standing up, sitting down. You're going to be moving your body all over the place. UTV is probably a little bit less intensive, but still. You've got the physicality of having to steer because these things don't have power steering, you know, handling the steering controls, handling the brake and the gas, and then also just being mentally focused on operating your vehicle properly. Over time, you know, the bumps and rattles and hitting the valleys and hitting the dunes and everything like that is all lots of fun. But if you feel fatigued, if you feel tired, stop. Take a break. Drink some water. Hopefully you brought some snacks along. Just take a break. Give your body some rest. Give your brain a breather before you hit the trails. It says here in the article that even if you've been riding the trails all day and you feel okay, still you need to take time to rehydrate and get yourself a snack. You don't ever want to ride fatigued because you ride fatigued, your mind is not going to be as sharp, and you could go down a deep valley and not even know it. So definitely don't ride fatigued. The next tip I have for you is passenger safety. Most ATVs allow for only one rider, and UTVs can handle between two and four. I've seen two-person, the client I just wrote, they have a side-by-side, a two-person side-by-side. So it's himself and a passenger. I have seen some UTVs that are four-passenger, so it allows four people in there. Don't exceed the maximum number of riders for the particular ATV or UTV you're using. So if you've got a four person, don't try to slip a fifth person in there. Don't have two people on a one person ATV. Safety is a factor. Don't be dumb. Okay. Be smart. Last tip that I have for you is watch your surroundings. Be aware of the terrain ahead, to the sides, and behind you. Forest creatures can come out of nowhere, as well as other riders. So be safe, be aware of your surroundings, you know, keep your eye out on, you know, for rock piles or debris that could damage or cause you to flip over. Just be aware of your surroundings and the terrain as you're riding. But of course, above all, you need to have fun. So it's not taking away from the fun. It's making sure that you're safe. And again, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, that's mvpinsure.us, I will have links to the article from motorsport.com that's got a few more tips for you when it comes to riding ATVs and UTVs. I've also got a link in there from the Consumer Product Safety Commission talking about the, you can see the reports on deaths and injuries resulting from ATVs that you could check out. Very fascinating stuff. They do breakdowns of age groups that are injured, male, female, Lots of interesting information, to be sure. So again, check that out, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. You click on that link, it'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, you just go up to the search archive box in the upper right, type in ATV and UTV safety, and it will bring you to the blog post associated with this podcast. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan, Lake Shore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And again, that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I am Matt, and I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And if you're going to hit the trails in the upcoming weeks, I hope you have a really good time. Hope you have a safe time. Be safe, be aware, and wear your gear. Until next time, take care.